And also, in the beginning, I kind of had this thought, well, fish is very straightforward. There shouldn't be any quality control problems there, but it seems like there were some, right?
It seems like indeed there is a learning curve with fish as well. It is a complex technology. You're looking at the results in a dark field. I don't know if medical oncologists and surgeons really appreciate how difficult it is to isolate an area of invasive disease, maybe against a background of DCIS, for example, in the dark, and tell where you are on the slide to do accurate counting of the number of hybridization signals in each nucleus. And each nucleus, varies because some of the nuclei are chopped in half with the sectioning of the tumor. Moreover, the complexities of just neoplasia add a lot of difficulty into interpretation.
In terms of when HER2 is done incorrectly with either FISH or IHC, which way does it usually go? That it's called negative really positive or the reverse?
I think there's arguably with IHC more commonly a problem with false positives, if I had to, speculate as to what's more common in terms of sheer numbers. With FISH testing, it's really difficult to say because there's really no standard to measure FISH against except another laboratory who's also running FISH. There is just, I think, more of a learning curve on how to do the counting.
But I mean, in terms of fish, if you have a situation where fish is read in one lab, let's say in the community, and then it comes to a central reference lab and read differently, which way does it usually go? That it was read positive in the community and it's really negative, or the reverse?
I have not seen solid data on
Could you envision
consistency
either one happening?
I've seen it happen. I
Right.
mean, I've seen two expert pathologists from named academic institutions looking at the same sample who have disagreement because in some cases there may be focal areas of HER2 gene amplification where if you take just the simple average of all the nuclei, it may not exceed two, but sure enough, if you really look in the dark field, you'll see scattered HER2 amplified cells. And what do you call that? I mean, obviously, you call it focal amplification, but a technologist who's just counting the spots and giving the pathologist numbers, and if the pathologist doesn't take the time to look themselves and really see what's going on in situ, you could really be misled.
And, I mentioned before the terrible situation of a patient being deprived of a therapy that might really have been helpful, but also even endocrine therapy has potential risks associated with it. So the
Absolutely.
Patient's not going to benefit. They shouldn't receive it either way.
Not to mention the expense.
Plus the expense, of course.
And having an IV for a year. I mean, trastuzumab is not a trivial undertaking.